Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Red Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Oh, this is going to be a good one. Bears win 33-6. Caleb Williams wins 4 of 7 for 95 yards with several sparkling plays. And now joining us on the Aturo Tire Hotline is Brad Biggs. Biggs time from the Chicago Tribune. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Biggsy, what's going on, man?
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, I got to tell you, I've been saying this out loud. I've said it a couple times, Brad. I think this is the best that I've seen Caleb Williams look, and that includes the practices that you and I have been attending in Lake Forest. Was this the best that you've seen Caleb Williams look, just going back to the sample size of the practices?
Yeah, it looked really sharp. They were crisp in and out of the huddle. They moved the ball. You know, moving the ball down the field in practice has been a chore that's been a little too arduous for the offense most days. And I haven't missed a whole lot of practice, but you just haven't seen them start on their own 30 and just march the ball downfield. And that's what they did against Buffalo. And I thought that Gerald Everett had a really good point when I talked to him about that, you know, because it's like, man, it looked really good out here today. And the first thing people said is, well, they're going against an elite defense, or they're going against a top 10 defense, or here's, I get people coming in, they're going against a top 5 defense. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, well, they weren't top 10 last year, really. And Kevin Byard's going to take them into the top 5. Like, I think the defense is going to be good. It's certainly going to be a hell of a lot better than it was from the start a year ago. But, you know, what Everett said is they've been going against the defense since May, right, when they get out on the grass in OTAs. And he said, hey, 70-80% of the time, they've got a pretty good idea what's coming through, you know, down in distance, motion, landmarks, splits, everything they see, they've seen it. So they should have a pretty good beat on it. And Buffalo didn't have a great beat on it. Caleb was sharp. He was good on the move. You saw him go to the backside on third down to pick up the first down with Keenan Allen. It should have been 6 of 7, right? Cole Kmet and DJ Moore will tell you they should catch those passes. The only thing you'd like to see better out of 20 snaps is they get in the end zone. But it was a nice opening display.
Brad, you mentioned it, talking about what happened in practice versus the game and going up against live competition, not in a Bears uniform. Now that we've seen him, right, and he everyone's quick, hey, this is just the first step, more to grow on. What are you looking for as you watch practice this week, getting ready for the next game? Like, what do you want to see, given now what you know about him having played a preseason game?
I think you just want to see, you know, consistent improvement. You know, you want to see the ball come out on time. You want to see him be able to work through his reads efficiently. You want to see him be able to identify pressure and that not to create problems it has at times during practice. So good starting point. You make an awful lot of mistakes if you put too much into preseason performances, preseason statistics, preseason outcomes. But I think they go back to work and the players are off today, but they'll return to the practice field Tuesday, and they ought to feel confident about what they put on the field Saturday afternoon against the Buffalo Bills.
Mully and Haw Show. We're talking to Brad Biggs, Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, filling in for Mully and Haw today. Brad, that the first big test for Caleb Williams was the 3rd and 13, the play that he makes to DJ Moore. And upon watching it, viewing it again a second time yesterday, what stands out to me about that play is not just the terrific throw, but the fact that he had Travis Homer and Kari Blasengame open at shorter routes. And it seems like that would be quintessential Bears quarterbacks in the past, where they throw it well shy of the sticks, but Caleb Williams takes a chance and he's rewarded for it with a 13 or 14 yard play. What did you think of that one right off the bat?
Yeah, that's the one I referenced. Where, I mean, that's not his first read. That was on the backside of the play. He was looking front side originally, and you look at it, you know, maybe he could get to DJ a little bit sooner, but he's got a quick release. He can put some zip on the ball. I mean, he drove that one in there to DJ. Yeah, and exactly like the check down to either one of the backs is going to lead to what? It's going to lead to the punting team coming onto the field. And processing his reads from the pocket, being able to go from 1 to 2 and get to 3 most of the time. You know, if the Bears can get a quarterback that can do that in the pocket, the passing game's got a chance to reach levels that we haven't seen it at.
Listen, I'm getting ahead of myself because that's what I love to do. I mean, it's the preseason. We can do that,
yeah,
right,
you're
Brad?
Allowed to. Don't talk yourself out of it. Yeah. You were strong earlier,
listen,
Marshall.
Ever since the draft, I've been like, yo, but one of the biggest things I care about is Austin Booker. And I was like, I think this kid could do something. And then he puts on the performance that he put on last week. Talk me off the ledge, Brad, and say, okay, yeah, it was a nice game, but, you know, he's not going to be great for the Bears. I just think he can play a role here. A big role.
Oh well, he's they're going to need him to play a role, and they've got to be pretty happy with where he's at, because recall back to the start of training camp, and people wanted to talk about the pressing need for Ryan Poles to go out and pay a washed up and over the hill edge rusher, right? Like that. I mean, how often did you hear that? They've got to go out and get somebody. They got to bring somebody in. And I wrote something there at the start of camp, but like, you need to identify what you have first, but before you're going out and paying some guy that's probably not going to really move the needle for you, you need to see what you have in house. And Booker has looked the part. Is he going to be a base down defensive end? I hope not. He's under 250 pounds. He's a little light in that role, but they didn't draft him thinking about Austin Booker setting the edge against the run. They drafted him thinking about Austin Booker hunting opposing quarterbacks, and he looked really good. And he had, 32 snaps in the game at Buffalo, and my goodness, it seemed like every time you looked, he was in the Bills' backfield getting pressure. Like he was getting into the pads of Deion Dawkins, the left tackle, the starting left tackle for the Bills. Now, I don't think he got a sack against Dawkins. He ended up with 2.5 sacks. He had 3 quarterback hits. He had 2 tackles for loss. He was really active, and so he's looked good in practice. And I think, yeah, there's a chance this guy could be a contributor as a rookie. You don't want to jump to conclusions. You don't want to announce that this kid has arrived. He's going to have to against starting left tackles all game long in the regular season, not guys that are playing for Buffalo in the fourth quarter, protecting for quarterback Shane Buechel. So the degree of difficulty is going to go up for him, but he's got some things you can't teach in terms of the get off, in terms of the links, and despite being kind of thin, right? He's got more strength than you would think, and certainly more strength than I think some of these opposing offensive tackles have expected coming out of a guy that's like 6'5", 6'6", 245.
Yeah, it is short.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Short area speed is amazing. I mean, I think you kind of alluded to it, Brad, that there were a couple times that on his, I think it was his second sack, he was blocked, but then sprinted back as Buechel eluded the pocket, and then he sprinted back behind him. There was another sprint tackle, for lack of better phraseology, on a draw play that Buffalo ran. He had a spin move on one of his sacks, so there was a wide array of moves. He looked good. Quite honestly, the defensive line, a position of concern, looked good all day. Daniel Hardy, 2.5 sacks. Zach Pickens, like he did last year, looked good in this preseason game. And then Biggs, a guy that's easy to forget about, and you know they brought him in last year, was Khalid Kareem. He looked really good yesterday, so it felt like a win yesterday for the defensive line in general, an area of concern.
Yeah, anytime you go out and put up 8 sacks, you're going to be pleased. Now, they didn't sack Josh Allen, so there's work to be done here, but you've got to get on the plane and head home, and Travis Smith and Eric Washington and Matt Eberflus, they got to feel good about the effort. Like you can only produce statistics against the guys you're going against, and Buffalo pulled their guys out relatively early too. But yeah, that looked good, especially when you consider it's a unit that should be good stopping the run again. It tops in the league a year ago. So that was a bright spot for sure. You know, you had Caleb. You had a few elements, I think, in the run game that were encouraging. And in the pass rush, I mean, shoot, anytime you go out and you play a game, I don't care when it is, and you hold the opponent to 6 points, you're doing something good right there.
So you mentioned the running game. We saw the usual suspects, and DeAndre Swift saw what he could do in the passing game, which is something he maybe wasn't doing last year. But we've been talking about Velus Jones Jr. for a minute, and Mark seems to think it's a very uphill battle for him to be on this roster as a running back. I just want to know your thoughts and what you saw in this initial preseason performance, because I was like, he's fine, but Mark makes a good point. The mistakes are the mistakes, and overexposure comes to mind, kind of in a Tyson Bagent way. Like, yeah, he can do some stuff, but like, can you just have him out there all the time? Or can he be a plus player?
They're not moving Velus Jones to running back to have him on the field all the time as a running back. Like if he makes the roster, you're going to see maybe a little bit of him here, a little bit of him there on games that he's active. Like there's no, is he guaranteed to be on the active game day roster every week? I don't know about that. I thought the running back debut was better than I probably would have expected, because this isn't quite as simple of a transition as I think some people make it out to be. He's had carries in the past. We've seen him have the ball handed to him, but those are plays where he's attacking the perimeter. They're sweeps. They're things of that nature. Not bread and butter running back stuff. He wasn't going between the tackles. So it's going to be interesting. Can he handle some stuff in pass pro? I got to think the Bears feel like week one of the experiment went well and is worthwhile to continue. There's two ways to look at this. One way you can look at it and say this is sort of a Hail Mary of sorts to try to find a way to justify keeping him on the roster as a former third-round pick. Or it's, is there another way we can expand his value a little bit so there's a little bit more he can do, where we can find some stuff and try to occasionally get the ball in his hands, because he can be dangerous. He does have the ability to make defenders miss. So they're probably looking at it as the latter there, not necessarily a Hail Mary, but I thought it looked a little more natural than I would have expected going into the game.
Yeah, I mean, just his runs look good, like the ones that he had. I just get worried when I see him, you know, fumbling, tripping over Caleb Williams at one point in time. On the very first play, I know that there was a penalty, but he did.
It was Bajan, yeah.
Yeah, he dropped the pitch, like, if there's not the penalty there. And then he drops the kick return. So, unfortunately, there was a time, Brad, when I might have looked past that stuff for Velus Jones and been like, it's preseason, and that's a. But unfortunately, we've seen all that stuff. So the longer he's out there, the more crucial, and he hasn't made small mistakes in his career. They've been crucial errors. So the idea of putting Velus Jones Jr. in an important, crucial spot over any extended period of time, I just can't see that happening. I understand what they're doing, but I just can't see it happening. Let me move on to another player, and specifically on defense. And usually veteran players that are well paid and that we know are good, we're not really worried too much about. But I did think it was nice to see Tremaine Edmonds get the opportunity to blitz and to deflect the pass. And Tremaine Edmonds didn't have a bad year last year, but he kind of stumbled out of the gates with an injury. I don't know how much he played in the preceason last year. It's certainly not a lot of camp. But I feel like that linebacker crew in general, and mostly Tremaine Edmonds, they are such a mature group. I think that he's poised to have a huge season this year. What do you think about Edmonds?
Yeah, well, I think I talked to Eric Washington about him back in the spring, because Eric was in Buffalo for all of Tremaine's career until last season, right? And so he saw Tremaine kind of evolve and mature, and Tremaine was super young, super young when Buffalo drafted him. Like, I think he's still only 25 years old. He's been in the league forever. It feels like he's been in the league. Yeah. And so you've got a young guy that you feel like can continue to get better. And Tremaine was more impactful for the Bears in the second half of last season. I think there was probably a bit of an adjustment period to the scheme, to new teammates, to, you know, all the parts around him. And you make a good point that he missed. It was like 3 weeks of training camp last summer that he missed with one of those day-to-day injuries that ended up being week to week. But that's neither here nor there, although it probably could explain a little bit a less impactful start to the season. So trip back to Buffalo for him to see a lot of people that he knows and calls good friends. You see him bat down that one pass by Josh Allen. He wasn't out there too long. But, yeah, if Tremaine plays like an $18 million a year player, which is what the Bears paid him to be, you're going to see a step forward by that linebacker group. TJ Edwards was fantastic last season. He was that, I mean, talk about a great signing in free agency. I think he was every bit of that. Jack Sanborn's going to be very reliable when they need him in the base 43 personnel. So that's a group that should be really steady. For Dave Borgonzi, the position coach in Washington, and Eberflus, all of them.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. Brad, is there anybody else that you watched that stood out to you? I mean, there's so many headlines, so many easy parts of this, but what stood out to you, some of the other parenthetical things or stuff to the side as well?
Yeah, you got the undrafted rookie free agent running back Ian Wheeler, and I don't want to get too excited about him because it seems like it doesn't happen every summer, but it happens every two or three years where a running back that kind of comes out of nowhere and he puts up some statistics when the stadium's half empty late in preseason games and people get excited about him, and then the guy disappears and you're like, I can't even remember what that guy's name was from 2 years ago, right? But has a little bit of juice. He's interesting. Scored a couple touchdowns in that game. He's looked okay in camp. That I don't know what the path is for Ian Wheeler, who's from Howard, to make the roster. But the kind of performance that caught your attention, they've got a couple tight ends down the line that keep making plays and showing up, not just in the passing game, but blocking, and that's Tommy Sweeney and Steven Carlson.
Yeah.
And then I don't know that there's this real discussion at the number two quarterback position. Certainly that was a hot topic coming out of Canton because of what Brett Rippon did in that game, but you saw that, you know, Bagent was the guy who was next, who got way more snaps than Rippon did yesterday, and that was in line with what we saw on the practice field last week, which was Bagent taking the vast majority of the number two reps.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that Bagent does seem to have a really nice connection with the tight ends. I mean, go back to last year, you just mentioned old Tommy Sweeney and Steven Carlson as well had a couple of terrific passes to those two guys. Biggsy.
Carlson almost made a hell of a play along the sideline. The Bills overturned that with a challenge.
Yeah, that's right.
That was an impressive move.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. You just kind of circle and say, he just keeps making plays. I don't know if there's any room at the end for him, probably, nor for Tommy Sweeney, just because the Bears have Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett and Mercedes Lewis. But, yeah, you're right, man. These tight ends seem to come along for the Bears in preseason, and then we see them next preseason.
Hopefully one of them can carve out a spot as a fourth guy in the roster. I think there's a possibility to keep four. Jim Dre's position coach that they kept in place, right? They overhauled most of the offensive coaching staff. Jim Dre, they kept, I think, because they felt like he had done a pretty darn nice job with Kmet and his development as he's gotten better every season.
Bigsy, you're the best. I'll see you out at Hallis Hall, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.